And yeah, we basically just chop it up. I did press record, but anything that doesn't need to make it, it will get deleted. And we usually start off with a good mix, and I put together four songs of yours that I like, so we can do that. I did not tell you. I hit him up and I said, "Is there anything I can get for you?" He said, "All I drink is rosé." He rich.
Yeah, nah.
When you said that, I thought pure jazz.
And that bottle of water is for you.
Appreciate you. So yeah, we definitely gonna chop it up and put it together so y'all can get to know who I am and.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
So you won't be such a mystery no
right,
more.
Right, right.
The music is definitely there.
Appreciate it.
Music is definitely there.
So before we get started, y'all already know the vibes. This your girl, DJ Exclusive. That's your boy, Doughboy. That's the guy right there, Mr. Rue Bugatti. And this is episode 45, Red Table Talk. You know the vibes. We got to have that Red Table Talk today. You understand me? And he has a partner in the corner who's off camera. What's your name, bro?
Keo.
Y'all know the fucking guy, my guy, Keo, yeah. With me, Southside.
We in the back, we in the cup.
So, have you ever done a podcast before?
Nah, this is my first podcast, Word, and I appreciate it. Appreciate the love and all that. You know what I'm saying?
So, before we get started with this intro, because the intro is going to be all your music, we're going to ask our first question. You talk about going to the feds in your music, right? So how long they have you?
I did almost a decade in the feds.
Damn, so how did you come home and jump onto social media and start using like Instagram and Facebook? Because that shit wasn't like something you was doing.
At all. So I was green. I was squares and pre-taking twice as green to that shit. Real shit. And what happened too when I came home, because before social media and all that, like I was a household name out here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I was a part of an early rap group back in 95, 96 called the Connecticut Cartel.
Okay.
So what we was trying to do was we was trying to unify Connecticut, but we would start from side of town to side of town, which as you know in Connecticut, that's our culture. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Where every state has a different culture, but we'll get into that in a minute too.
Okay, but, I like that answer.
I came out with that, the Connecticut Cartel, rest in peace of my man Virgil Body. You know what I'm saying? My man El Dorado, everybody know about us with the Connecticut Cartel shit. And the whole plan was to make it a commission and continue to grow as a cartel. And, you know, unfortunately, the guys that was funding. Shout out to Carlos Ortega's gym and shit. You know, he was one of the founders of the cartel, too. He got the gym over there at the Innovation Center. He got one of the first boxing champs coming out of Connecticut, too. He didn't know. Shout out to Lefty.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? He was part of that movement. And unfortunately, he took a fall. And they was backing us. You know what I mean? We ended up in the... Unshine High twice in the source.
For real?
Facts. And I'm gonna get that to y'all soon. Shout out to DJ Kingsley. He still got the tape. DJ Premier played my joint on High 97 Stretch and Barbito. It's like 96. That maybe was like 16, 17.
That's old. That's big.
But that's not big.
You had to be fired
to get them to listen.
Like,
not for nothing. This is all facts. I'm gonna get this to y'all. So if y'all know DJ Kingsley, you know he run out of Connecticut in his violence, you can reach out to him and tell him I said, yo, he said, you know, let me get that
footage?
It's not footage, but it's audio.
I'll take it.
But it's premiere going live, and mind you, there was no radio editing it. So what's gonna be crazy, he was blurring out the curse words, like which means he had to study the record.
Exactly. Yes.
To know what that's me. That's me.
Yes.
That's me.
And the whole wrapping up the whole point
and
of it was
that shit touch you a different way too.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So the whole point of it, the whole movement was, you know, whoever got the hottest buzz, we would put him out first, and then continue to grow and grow. But you know, unfortunately, the streets kind of broke it up, and the funders was gone. So.
So we about to do this intro here. These is right now my four favorite songs by you. So after we get out the intro, I want you to explain the story behind some of this music, all right?
Good talk.
I ain't have a penny to my name, nigga. Now black, see how the fucking game changed, niggas. They say that boy nice, your favorite rapper needs to do a track with him.
Tap in with him.
But I don't need him for no feature, just to throw him on my back and run racks with him.
Sheesh!
Got my way out the dirt, nigga, I'm falling dead. Send us to them dads, I'm back from the feds. I'm trying to keep a pace in this money race. You know, fools be the head to that fucking bread. Fuck about the tones, I don't bow down. I take them dogs off the leash, tell them chow down.
He's talking to people, he's talking.
No, we scream the south side.
Story I'm getting is he was out here when everything was moving, it was a certain code and shit, and absolutely, he was respected. He came home, the game is goofy as fuck, but he's like, nigga, you gonna respect real,
right?
That's what I got from that video and from this song. So is that how you felt?
I mean, you hit it right on the point, but it was like, I know I was going for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. And I know, like, I'm older and I don't never try to, you know, shy away from my age because I'm seasoned. You get me what I'm saying? I'm not no young boy. But I was gone for a long time. And the culture changes, it grows, and you got to respect the era change.
Yeah.
So point being, right, I could have had a banner up and say, yeah, I was nice at my time, right? Mm-hmm. But if I want to still play the game and get on the court with the young boys, they like, yo, we running. We understand you was him then, but if we get on this court, we run it.
And really, these young boys really don't give a fuck. And I blame my generation a little bit for that.
Right.
Because we had y'all, the older generation that schooled us. I'm 34. And we had a generation of people that schooled us. Like, no, young blood, don't do it like that. You got to do this and that.
Right.
But we stopped doing that for the generation after us because they don't listen. Like, they hard-headed as fuck. They run down on you. So we just choose to, like, move in our own little separate space and we don't be schooling them. And I feel bad because of what we've done.
Right. Well, you know, I don't. One thing about hip hop, right? What people kind of misconstrue about things, like, you know, in my era, well, I'm 40, where we grew up, we caught that, our parents, we caught that Earth, Wind, and Fire era, we caught that All That Good era. You gotta understand, these kids grew up in a crib bumping Get Rich or Die Trying.
Exactly.
And Dipset at 2 and 3 and 4 years old. They don't know nothing about that. You catch my drift? So,
and they mommy and daddy that, was listening to Jay Big or not.
Right. So being that hip hop, we grew up, we watched hip hop grow. True. If you in that era, right? True. So I can't knock what they're doing as far as their music, their drill, their style, all that, right? Because we came from an era where bars was everything, audio was everything. You had to hear me to like me. Where now it's visual, where you I might not be dope, but what I'm selling you visually,
the image,
you jacking the image heavy. Now you listening. Exactly. But before it was audio, so it was like if you was trash,
now you more or less selling niggas swag, like.
And that's good.
You know what I'm saying?
Because that's what they want.
Because that's what they want.
And at the end of the day, solidified. Though,
and at the end of the day, exactly, it's not watered down.
But check,
like, this shit is real.
Like, check the thing, though. When you go to certain concerts with guys that's still doing it, the Loxes, the Rosses, the Holes, plenty of the guys, you can name them. I'm kind of stuck with. You know, they still doing their thing.
Yeah, they're
late 30s. Mid 50s.
Jay is 50.
All these guys, right? So my point being, when they do shows, who you think is in the building? It ain't the young kids. Yeah,
it's us.
True. So my point is, hip hop is going to continue to grow and grow. We're going to listen to hip hop till we 80 years old.
True.
If
true,
it just makes sense.
It's embedded in us.
Time out, fellas. I just want to be funny real quick. He's still rapping. He's still rapping. I didn't turn it off. He's still rapping.
People forget the jails where rapping is entertainment for us. It's pretty much the only rap we getting.
For real.
So when we being in the federal jail, it was so much talent and people out there that we sparring in the yard with Philly versus New York and Connecticut versus Jersey.
You know what? I'm glad that you said that, because while I was trying to do my research on you and I'm trying to find out information, what can I learn so I don't sound like an idiot talking to this man,
right.
I come across this video on your YouTube channel where they're like standing in your hood and they're talking about you, you know, and one guy, he had said, Bridgeport gotta stop beefing with people on the streets, because when you in the feds, you gotta decide whether or not you want it to be you versus that little nigga that you had beef with from across town, or some niggas from Philly or DC or from wherever else they from. So you gotta learn how to stick together. And I was like, yo, that's a bar. And that video was old as hell. That video was like almost 10 years old.
Right.
And I was a gem then. Right. And things have changed so much.
I'm looking for a gem right now. What's really wrong with Connecticut as a whole, as far as artists getting on and things like that? People gotta understand what when it showed me this being in the feds. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a different culture, a different state. Every state has its own culture within that state. Mm-hmm. So we are probably one of the roughest out of the United States cultures of receptive of our own music and receptive of music.
But you know what?
If you listen to criteria music, the 85% of Connecticut people, we listen to real music, bars. So the same person can come out here and keep getting a show after show after show after show, because we're gonna come and support them.
Because we young and baby,
because
we
like that shit. Right. Connecticut is
break
so
those niggas, French,
Matt.
We broke French. We broke Max.
Me too. When he was on
the ride. Yeah, yeah,
especially Max.
We're gonna jack.
Niggas on the fucking with Max like that.
Well, here go to Nella though, because I don't want to stray away from the point, and I feel it's imperative. Now, when somebody from New York drops a record. Right? And I fuck with Mad New York. You're going to see me everywhere in a minute. Baltimore, New York, Jersey, Philly, with guys that I met from every city that was somebody that, you know, hearing me go off in the yard and battle like, yo,
see,
this guy's him.
That's what's crazy. Like,
so now my arm's about to stretch a little
further. That shit a gift and a curse, though. So at the end of the day, that shit is a gift and a curse. Because you lose time, you lose life.
Right.
But you also make some lifelong connections.
Absolutely.
That could benefit you in a way that you ain't think would ever benefit you.
So you was battling in the yard, that made me get in bars today. We're gonna get some bars.
I would never leave a hip hop place high and dry. You put me on the spot, though, but we'll do something.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta respect the culture.
I wanna just reiterate this
because, you know, we gonna move on.
Mm-hmm.
So people say, why nobody hasn't broken from Connecticut? Why nobody, right?
Yep.
So my point is, when somebody drives from New York and the record is hot, you don't hear a person say, oh, well, he's from Queens, or he's from Brooklyn, or he's from Harlem, so we not jacking the record.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with our culture? If you've been in the streets of Bridgeport, you know the size of towns never fucked with each other.
Yeah. That's the issue.
So no matter if I was hot as fuck,
cultural,
right?
Mm-hmm. Talk about
depending on what's going on in the city and the culture of the city, size of towns are not going to jack it because what's going on in the street.
What if I
you
told
might
you
say, yo, in your head, that shit fire as fuck.
What if
but
I
you can't.
What if I told
because
you?
Because your man gonna say, oh, you riding that nigga shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And hinders niggas from really growing to the point where they can really grow.
The other half of that is Connecticut artists do not like criticism. Whether it's negative or positive. So it's like niggas suck dick just so they don't have to burn that bridge.
Yeah, it's like, fucked up.
You might not like a certain nigga. You can't stand his music, but he fuck with you.
Right.
So I have to pretend that I like this nigga because I don't want to burn a relationship with you. And it shouldn't be that way.
And that's a problem.
And I get a bad rap.
And you know what that's a problem?
I talk a lot of shit.
You know what that's a problem?
I be honest.
You know what that's a problem, though?
Why is that?
Because those are the people that get opportunities and lands in their hands where it's hard to get opportunities to get somebody in.
Facts.
Because you done been, yo, he's hit. So they like, fuck it, let's hear it. When a long time ago, a person that's being real should say, yo, you need to go back and practice your craft, or I'm not really, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Don't never tell me you jacking one of my records because you like me.
Exactly.
Be like, yo, I fuck with you a lot. That wasn't one of my best records for me.
That's the one thing.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the one thing I always
I need
to respect about her. Because real shit, I could, because you know I spent a little bit on the low, whatever.
Right.
So I sent her some shit I did. Versus anybody else I sent it to, she the only one that come back with like a little bit of negative shit. And I'll be like, damn. And I'll be like, yo, it's wild that it take a female
it's necessary
to keep it a buck with you. Because niggas won't even keep it official with you.
But you know, females are the most gangsters. You know, they more gangsters than go harder than men on any day.
And to be real, I think he nice. So I tell him the truth about his shit because I actually love him and I think he nice. So if I didn't really think that he was nice and he was going to make it, I'd be like, yeah, that shit is fire. Because
yo, my brother would ask me all day long, yo, you ain't pushing your pen, you playing, still sharp and still.
That's I always got to ask
and what
this
made
question.
Me jack her, too, is because when she said, yo, I fuck with you, she said, you know, I like you, listen to your lyrics. So I tapped in, and I'm hearing her discuss hip-hop.
Yeah.
Valid points.
Valid.
Not no goofy shit.
Valid.
So you valid. If you hip-hop, right?
Valid.
And you fuck with the culture, you got to jack
you
this,
gotta,
this
You got to understand
podcast.
It. But well, I gotta ask everybody this shit right here, especially
I'm not biased.
I appreciate that.
I deal with the facts. You know what I'm trying to say?
How you stay motivated with the music?
I'm gonna be honest with you. When I came home from the fest, I wasn't even gonna do music, bro.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fact. I had so much going on, and it was people that knew me, like everywhere I went. Yo, what's up? When you driving something? Doing something? I'm like, to the people, nah, I ain't doing that. Oh, that's crazy. You can't do that. So the first one was like, yo, I'm gonna feed them because I owe them that. They rode with me for a long
time. Appreciate that. You ride for the people.
For the
yes.
culture. And then it just started, you know, being what it was. You know what I'm saying?
You develop that love again.
Yeah, you never stop loving it.
But you know what I'm talking about? Sometimes that love is suppressed. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like sometimes that love just it's still there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you always love the music.
Right.
But sometimes that you don't got that love to start doing this again.
And this is the thing too, what fucked it up for older cats that rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
You not respecting the culture of the game, bro. Point being, like, you might have been hot in your time,
mm-hmm.
and you stopped rhyming or practicing your craft for whatever reason. And you know, music changed, producers changed, everything changes. So you have to stay relevant, right?
Mm-hmm.
But still be you.
Can't stop evolution.
Now when you start rhyming, you sound like fucking 10 years ago when they like, yo, bro, that. Because it ain't it.
Fact.
So now you're giving it, you making it bad for motherfuckers. Anytime they be like, oh, well, he old, I ain't
yeah, 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 yeah.
When the nigga, so that was my point, too, of doing a long freestyle. I said, I'm going to punch this shit 4 minutes straight and run circles around niggas to show niggas, like, Don't play with me. I'm still
it's
ahead.
The point. That's what you're supposed to do. You gotta serve it up. Though, but a question for you, are you privy to what's going on in the culture? You know all of this shit going on with Jada Pinkett right now? And Will Smith?
I've been tapping a little bit.
All right, so we got this running joke going on. So my best friend, shout out to Clinton LG.
Okay.
He was like, he hit me up. He said, yo, I don't even know why niggas is shocked at Jada. She known for being a sucker. So we started making a joke comparing like her real situation to every sucker nigga she ever fucked with in a movie. Like
right.
Every person she ever fucked in a movie is a sucker nigga.
Right.
Like just think about it. The nigga from Booty Talk, fucking Jason's lyric. Jason was a punk ass nigga.
Yeah, right.
Like you
right.
Like she.
That's
so
wild.
August Alsina, what he doing is on some sucker shit right now.
Wow.
Like that shit is kind of crazy. But then she said she gonna go on her little podcast. She got Red Table Talk. And then, like, basically talk to herself. Like, she gonna bring herself to the red table. Like, I don't understand how you gonna do that. But do you believe she was fucking him? That young boy?
Man, I don't put nothing
he
past
said it,
nobody.
Right. He said it.
I don't put nothing past nobody.
You know what's crazy about that?
What?
My only problem with that whole situation is that's 5 minutes of the interview.
Uh-huh.
And the whole interview was about a whole bunch of other shit.
Right.
But and it's like
they
shit
that's
real
album and, too, right?
It's interesting
album
shit.
Show, right?
It's interesting shit that he was talking about. Like the nigga was really going through
pouring
some real life,
yeah, pouring his heart,
pouring
out,
his heart out. But the only thing niggas heard was Jada Pinkett.
Right? And Will Smith gave me permission.
That shit crazy.
I mean, because they you know they don't know so much of a high level
mm-hmm.
when you hear that, and then he's a young kid.
That's Hollywood for
but
you.
But I don't put nothing past age and you know.
Nah, I
don't
think he was smart.
They got mad
at the
photos.
Pictures,
yeah,
I got to go off the facts. I don't like to assume shit. No matter how it looks or the perception.
He called everyone 2 weeks before the interview. They were not blindsided. I posted some tweets from somebody that worked for the Red Table Talk.
I mean,
she was going in.
Fire though, so.
She was going in. She said that they need to get a divorce, but they won't because Will's addicted to success. So to get a divorce looks like a failure.
Right.
She said that Jada wears prescription deodorant. Take that how you want. I don't know if it means that she stink or got sensitive skin. I don't know, but prescription deodorant sound wild. I don't know. So I'm interested.
Yeah, that's different as fuck.
Like prescription deodorant, they say they fight.
Yeah, they
fight a lot.
Hey, yo, don't fuck with organic deodorant either. That shit only lasts like 10 minutes. Like, real shit.
That natural shit?
That natural shit. That
yeah,
shit whack right. for you. Like,
well,
like
since
like,
we
know
deodorant, what
do
you
nothing.
Use?
For deodorant?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a degree big guy. You know what I'm saying?
I use Dove.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, I think it's that Braun shit. I be fucking
he always
trying
to smell good
spice.
And shit.
Yeah.
He always want to smell good.
I mean, it's,
wanna
it's
that's
important.
That manly shit.
It's important. You have to.
Bro. I gotta ask you.
You gotta stay right.
He hates this topic. I have to ask you.
Shoot it.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh my god, man.
What's up? How do you feel about him?
How I feel about him?
Yeah.
And I mean, the dude was never a street dude. And in all reality, the truth is, the homies
should have stayed away from him.
They fucked up the bag. And shout out to the homies that we all make mistakes. They fucked the bag up,
mm-hmm.
which means. Go ahead. You could jack the culture, act like you here, but if we doing real G shit, you ain't gonna be a part of that shit. You understand what I'm saying?
I've said that from every day.
And then once you start hitting a certain level, it's like, yo,
so,
listen.
So, with that being said,
I've said that from day one. Thank you.
Because, you know, I've been around niggas and shit. So, is that what the rule is about?
But he blinded that, though.
What's that?
That homie shit. Is that what the rule is about?
Oh,
and the rule Bugatti.
No, bring it back. Oh, the Bugatti. Absolutely.
I'm lost.
Right.
What was that correlation there?
People who understand.
Oh, if they know
you, if
you know
Filet-O, heavy on the filet. You know the vibes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's why I named that to a Red Table Talk. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Right. Got you. Now, question for you. So, my whole thing with him is most people in his situation would have done the same exact thing. People say, because he was on real G shit, he needs to be held accountable just like a real G. But I feel like real G snitch for less, quote unquote. Because I know a few of them.
Then they wasn't real G's. Like, see, real G's is that's hard to say. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's niggas that's real, and then it's niggas that's real on another level. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's niggas that play and it's niggas that don't play.
Yo,
I can explain it like this. I remember one time my man had beef with a nigga. And I heard stories about the other nigga. I never heard stories about my man. You feel me?
Right.
So I'm telling my man, like, yo, I think you should be more cautious about this.
Right.
Like this situation right here. He telling me he don't think so. Long story short, he's not with us no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't listen to my advice.
Right.
You feel me? Like, I told him, like, there's different levels of shit. Like,
right, right.
Like, even if you the realest nigga, you don't give a fuck, you don't fear shit.
Right.
You still gotta use your common sense on situations. Right, right, like, right. Like, you know this nigga don't give a fuck about nothing and will do this shit anywhere in front of anybody.
Right.
Leave that nigga the fuck alone.
The thing is this. You got real shit. You don't wake up overnight and realize, like you were saying, you're gonna tell tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what you can hold and what you can't hold. You understand? And my point is this too, is like, the game, like she said, is watered down. When I came up, you had to earn your way up, meaning...
Ding, 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 ding.
I started
that's
selling.
That's like Tekashi, how we came up, too.
I feel like... I don't blame Tekashi, because he been his true self the whole time. It's the people that was running with
right.
him
you
that was supposed to be trained enough to know he will do exactly
like
what he did.
I'm a real street guy, right? I'm a real street guy, right?
He said, I'm a real street guy.
You know, I don't want to be like, oh, I'm super gangster and stuff. I'm a man that been around anyway. I'm gonna take a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's green as fuck, and he just can rap. And, you know, he's real nice, and he clinks to me.
Hey, he can't even rap. He don't even write his own rap.
You know, but he got a buzz in the street. Yeah. He's hot. Whatever. Let's just say that.
I understand
yeah.
that.
Stick to the script. Yeah, he's moving, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to just take him, bring him into projects with me, right?
I couldn't
I'm going to ride him around. He going to see me fire my hammer.
Me either.
He going to see me jump out on ops. He going to see work. And he's going to get it so deep that he feel like he could put money on people's head and all that.
Yeah.
Like, we out of control, my nigga. We bugging the money blind, and it happens. It ain't no just. I'm not judging nothing. I'm just saying the facts are the facts.
Everything he's saying is what I've been saying from the beginning. Like,
you hear what I'm trying to say?
I definitely do.
You don't put a kid
I don't understand how he
like
ever,
that.
How niggas ever condone anything he
it's
was
just
doing.
Way
like,
too many L's
I need one of them. I need
here,
one of them.
Take it. So it's just like this. The reason that I ask everybody that I know is affiliated any kind of way with street culture about Tekashi 6ix9ine, because I was waiting for the one person that understood it the way that I understand it.
Right.
Because I could never be mad at 6ix9ine, because he's the truest nigga out
a
the whole bunch.
A civilian ain't a snitch.
Exactly. He
if
was
you
never
a working
that.
Person, you never indulge yourself in the street. You never
exactly.
signed up to that call.
See, my
and
favorite,
somebody
I'm not going to gonna lie though.
And you tell the police. Really, you're not a snitch, you're a civilian.
But my
but if
thing
you
is,
took an oath to the code, you played your part in that game. But see, when it comes down to the, we all G's in the game, and we start telling, it comes down to selfishness, morals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then some people just are men or women inside of themselves. They ain't got nothing to be doing tough, because you have a guy that put niggas down, that tell, and a guy that never hurt nobody, that stand charged. You see what I'm saying? Because... You was looking at the wrong elements
a
of
nigga,
a man
it's,
anyway.
It's a nigga moral compass at
right.
the end of the day.
What are we justifying as real? That's why my you know our merch loyalty over love, our brand loyalty is earned. Love is given.
Exactly.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Now we got a rapid fire five questions for you, right?
Mm, I like that.
Rapid fire five questions. Number one, my favorite question. As a man, you have a son because I seen you with a video. They was working out in your backyard or whatever.
Facts.
So, how would you feel if your son was on some Dwayne Wade daughter shit and came to you and said, Daddy, I want to be a little girl?
Yo, I can't, like, no disrespect. I'm not a homophobic.
He's trying.
I'm not homophobic at all. Yeah. I believe that anybody should be, you know, what they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to be real. It would be tough for me to accept that. I would be more accepting of my daughter, right?
Like being like me.
It's wild.
All
it's
day
wild.
Long.
It's wild. Right?
I don't know why.
It's wild, right?
Right?
It's wild, yo. It's
all
wild.
All day long.
But
right?
Now,
exactly.
To y'all defense, your son telling you he wants to be a little girl is not the same as your son at least saying he gay. Because you never know. Your son being gay, he's still a man.
Absolutely.
But trying to be a whole female is real different. So I'm not even mad at y'all looking at that like,
I don't know. Yeah, because I believe people can be born.
I'm telling you.
You get what I'm saying? I do believe that.
My thing is, I never was comfortable with that shit until my little bro. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. As far as niggas being gay, I never been comfortable with that shit until my little brother, like, who I was fucking with,
right,
who I done seen punch niggas in their face, and
right,
he ain't no sucker,
right,
came out the closet on Facebook.
Okay, right. Question like number two.
I mean, shit. If you doing that, come out the closet, bro. Don't.
But he came out the closet on Facebook, and I was just
before I go to question number two, I'm going to be real honest why I do not stand for download culture. I don't like download culture because I'm all pro-black woman.
Right.
And download gay men bring straight black women diseases because they out here and they having unsolicited sex with all kind of people. Doing all kind of fucked up shit, and they're not being honest about their self, and they're not
niggas and
they telling
home
truth.
And fucking a bad girl.
That was the wildest. Yo,
she don't know that this nigga's in jail fucking with motherfuckers.
Doing laundry and shit.
I don't want nobody to feel no way about what I'm about to say, yo. Like, please don't feel no way about what I'm about to say. But when I was up the way in Cheshire, like them Spanish niggas had me looking at them. Crazy.
Stop it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Like 2011, like 2012.
I did 10 years, dude. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, it was so crazy. Nah, for real, because it was so crazy to me. Like, I just seen the wildest shit amongst them niggas, and it was wild. Like, maybe because, like, a few of them was in the same area or something like that, but it was just wild to me how receptive they was of that culture. That right. Shit you talking about, that jail shit where niggas fucking with niggas in jail and go home and be that nigga with bitches.
Nah, real shit.
Question
that
number
shit crazy.
Two.
Real shit.
Question number two. Do you have any daughters?
Three.
Okay, so you have three daughters. My second favorite question for the culture. You will wear T.I. in his hymen examination.
Wow.
Are you on that with your daughters, or you let the mamas handle that? Or
I mean, they grown at this point now. They living their own lives and shit. You know what I'm saying? My youngest daughter, she's in the University of Richmond. And,
congratulations, Dad. Good job.
And
that's what's up.
My other daughter, you know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing, still in school, getting her bachelor's. And my oldest daughter, you know, unfortunately, she passed years ago.
I'm sorry.
My daughters is, I won't go that far, though.
So
trust is everything, but I just, you know, when he said, listen, she spent the night out young with a boy, right? And you know what I'm saying? She was young and she spent the night out with a boy. You know what I mean? I wanted to know if she had sex that night. I could kind of see the logic in it, but at first I thought he was just randomly saying, hey, yo.
I know what
you're saying. And you have a double standard as a parent, because I can't hit him with these questions because he only got boys. But do you allow things for your sons that you would over your dead body if it was your daughter?
I think that's natural.
But why?
Because you just more, you know,
you know how men are because you are one. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, every intention, every thought, as they develop in certain ages, and where people are gonna go with it. You know that guys, some guys are creeps, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Some motherfuckers are rapists, vicious guys. Some guys prey on younger women because
that's
who they can only manipulate.
Nowadays, you gotta be telling that shit to your son too, but stay woke.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm just telling you,
girls,
they're taking these little
old
boys too.
To snatch them up fast.
They taking these old bitches. Yo,
nah, that's real shit. When I was 15, I was working at Grade A. And this old bitch was like, I think she was like 28 at the time. Like, she started flirting with me and shit.
Yeah.
And I ended up smashing this shit. And like, yo, real shit, that bitch turned me into an animal for bitches I was fucking with my age. Like,
sometimes
like,
you want that battery pack.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? Old niggas be like, bitch, I got to get up and go to work tomorrow.
Question
3. 30 minutes and I'm gone.
How do you
young
feel
niggas,
about,
you know how that
sorry.
Vibe is. Like,
question 3, how do you feel about songwriters, ghostwriters? Producers helping with the track?
I don't feel no kind of way about it. Just don't act like
that's not the case.
You a writer and shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't act like you a true, you know.
You know
don't do that.
You know.
Say, hey,
you
look,
know,
I'm an entertainer, too. And I entertain and I get
exactly.
Money.
Meek Miller.
See, that's what I feel
right
like
for stealing rhymes.
See, I don't like that shit. I don't like niggas stealing bars. I don't like niggas stealing niggas swags. Mm-hmm. I don't like none of that shit. All that shit to me is like corny shit. No. Like
you know, the game. The game is gonna be influenced. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Nothing you can do about that. Like the drill culture.
Yep.
Of course, Chicago. I was watching them when they were having that debate. But then the drums start switching up as it gets to New York.
Yeah.
And they're dancing to it. Yeah. And then in London, they're doing something else to it. Mm-hmm. So it's going to get influenced and moved around no matter how you look at it.
This is facts.
Because a motherfucker, like I said, every state's going to have its own culture and twist to it.
All right.
It's just like hip-hop is.
So question number four, are you tapped into our culture, like Connecticut underground rappers?
Absolutely.
Like, so you know Skeezy and LDJ?
The last guy, Skeezy Leo, I don't want to mispronounce his name.
Yep,
now, I wasn't in tune with him. LDJ, I got in tune with him through the Bars joint.
Bars Over Bullshit?
Yeah, I like son. He's real slick. Yeah.
That's what I be saying. He's real slick
and he got bars.
Yeah.
He's witty. Exactly. And I respect that. I respect Bars. I respect that all day long because the wittiness, the metaphor. I love that.
So since you wasn't tapped in with them and you said you like the CT rap, who are you listening to?
Shit. Who I'm really listening to? I listen to, honestly, you mean like on a playlist level?
Or just like just anybody that you fuck with that's like from Connecticut?
Like who you think nice from Connecticut type shit?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Other than yourself, of course.
It's a lot of nice motherfuckers, man. And you know, this time would be crazy because I don't be wanting to leave motherfuckers out. And that should be, you know, because I'll be watching sometimes niggas be on interviews and podcasts and leaving certain people out.
But I'm not.
But it's about you.
But
I'm going
to tell you. I'm going to tell you if your shit ain't, because I'm not going to listen to it.
What you about to say, Mecca?
Me and Mecca been sparring. She's a female. I'm going to tell you, she get in the ring with men and I'm telling you, she gonna put you out if your pen game ain't right. Shout to Tiff Johnson. Shout to Mallory Knox. She got different handles. That's just probably her Facebook handle, Mecca. She's tough, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna definitely do something. Cause I come from the whole culture and shit, so I'm gonna start at the beginning. I gotta get, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course, you know, Skinny Boys paved the way. You know what I'm saying? A lot of young people don't know that.
Never heard the name.
You know what I'm saying? So check into them, Shaka Sean, Jockbox, you know what I mean? All those Skinny Boys. Even Nas shouted them out. They was in the Fat Boy era, if you don't know about. They 80s niggas. And rest in peace, Steezo. He had the beef with EPMD. He just passed away. Older dudes. When I was a young boy listening.
You talking that hip-hop now, Bible history.
Now, when you go into the 90s, when you go into the 90s of Bridgeport, right, of Spitters, right, I'm going to go in Ashy Town. Like, at one time, early 90s, like, Gold Bucks was doing his thing. But then it got real intense one time where, you know, it was, of course, my team, me, shout out to my young boy Keys on the East End. You had the Mercenary Guards dudes doing their thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Who else was doing their thing, man? On the North End, you had the Lot dudes doing their thing in the 90s. You
he's
had
dropping the, names
the
of
Mayhem
like,
guys.
Like legends.
Yeah,
that
guys
I've heard
that y'all
of,
don't know that, that.
I don't
that,
know like that.
Yeah,
but
that's been
names,
around.
Like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to my man Chase. I started off my man Pat from Powerhouse. You know, he got the phone stores. When
East
I was like,
man.
When I was 12, 13 years old, I was in a rap group with him and the older dude.
Heard
you. Yeah, so that's 92.
So if you hear this, ladies
really
and
nice.
Gentlemen, this is
Carell.
This is
Carell
Mr.
Bugatti's nice.
Inability to say who he really truly fucking with because he ain't trying to burn.
And I ain't biased whether we, you know, because
he's gonna walk across all of them shits eventually.
Yeah, Carell.
He's like, I fuck with you.
Carell.
He's on his Oprah shit. You get a shout out. You get
no,
a shout out.
Like you said, if you nice and
you
deserve
touch down,
that,
you touch down.
Yeah, and you deserve
if
that.
You
oh damn, I can't forget the Ghost Eye team, A Wigs. DT and all of them. Yo, it's a lot of people that y'all don't know y'all need to get in tune with.
That's
y'all niggas need to shake that shit off. And I'm going to pay the way, man. All y'all big homie
on
TV.
Do you
want to
ask the final fifth question?
Nah, I'm going to say, nah.
And then in the millennium, I
want
to get out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Sholi. He doing his thing.
That's what I'm talking about with him.
Of course, the kids.
That's what I'm going to say now.
Shout out to my girl, Cash.
Real shit.
You know what I'm saying? My girl, Cash. Who else? Who else is doing anything? Kid QB for the tier. He's doing his Crazy White.
Yeah, he's really, he really.
I heard of Crazy White.
You know, even on the East End when Stacks on Deck and Cheech and Yeo. I'll be
on Stacks on Deck too.
I listen.
That's my guy.
I listen.
I was locked up and I was in the halfway with
even
that.
Even with the Hartford cast and all that. Even with
you
back
know what?
Then.
You know what pisses me off? Because all of that love he just showed. All of that love he just showed, I bet niggas wouldn't do that for him. And that's another thing that's wrong.
That's because niggas feel
with
threatened.
Our culture.
Like, I ain't no fuck. When I heard
shout
that,
out mad
when I listened to him rap, I was like, damn. I was like, yo, this nigga is seasoned.
If you,
fuck,
yo, no cap. If you, you say you how old again?
34.
Depending, you know, how you moved around and lived your life. If you 34, like, I'm going to say if you a young boy that been off the porch just early, because that happens. Mm-hmm. Age don't matter sometimes. Some niggas step off the porch 12, 13, 14, and they running when it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
So if you been off the porch early, and I'm going to give that maybe 28, that I'll leave it there, maybe 28 years old. Mm-hmm. And you been in the streets of Bridgeport, even with the hip-hop culture, and you don't know me, nigga, you wasn't in the streets. And bars and all that shit, Reality Rap 1. Reality Rap Reloaded, hosted by Green Lantern. I performed on every stage with every nigga coming down.
Well, in my defense, like, I'm from yourself. Stanford, and I used to
perform with Stanford niggas when Far City was
Jersey,
out. Who was out there? House of Reps was out there. Billy Bush and all of them.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
not. Norwalk,
okay,
McDonald's, Mike and all. Like,
oh,
niggas know.
In the street.
Niggas know
I'm
who
the,
is battling.
You know what I am?
You know the vibes.
You know what? You know what I am? I was the dorky nigga that niggas like y'all came to do all the shit that you wanted. Like, yo. Burn this CD for me, my nigga. How you do that shit?
Need that.
Like, that I was the one like, yo, I want to do this. Do my resume for me. I was that nigga. So, like,
right.
I know everybody because
right.
of the shit that I do. And, yeah, I be around because, yeah, all of my cousins and my family's name.
Right.
Like, that Hinton name.
Right.
So, like, yeah, but me, I was never into that. I was always the mind behind shit. Like,
right.
I know a bunch of niggas, so I'm like, yo, this nigga talk too much. It's a lick over there.
Right.
Like, that was
it,
me,
it,
like,
it wasn't no, it wasn't no internet and all that where it caught a massive wave. So, that's
but I was
the shit.
On the
Connecticut had its
95.
Own, Connecticut had its own circuit. New Haven, Hartford, wherever you was from, it had its own circuit. And we would meet up and get it rocking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ain't no
yo,
game.
What
like, shout to Banky B from New Haven and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas know the vibes. Like, shout to DJ Banky B and shit, man. The Riot Regime, niggas from New Haven. Man, even when they had battles, like, everybody from Connecticut would come and battle. Like, you had to come out and battle,
this
man. You had to come
question,
and get at parties.
It's everything. Most important because I have to get it in for everybody that's listening because you a black man. And at these times, it mattered
right.
what you have to say. Now, all of these things are going on, I'm not going to isolate it just to George Floyd or Tamir Rice or anybody in particular, but all of this, like, racism and protest, and they want all of this thing, and white the male people, as I say, they doing little stuff, like, we going to stop calling it the master bedroom.
Right.
We going to give you this pacifier and this pacifier. How do you feel about, like, social injustice and politics? Do you get involved, or do you just stay like, whatever, fuck that shit?
Nah, I mean, if you a person of color in this country, you gotta get involved somehow, some way.
Mm-hmm.
Period. If you ain't Facts. Involved, you in the way.
Facts.
Because you know what I'm saying? You don't know what's going on. And
yeah.
then you're gonna start believing anything that comes your way, and that's the problem. But to wrap it up real quick about
Hold
that.
On, let me say something on that, because if you got a voice, it needs to be heard on that issue. Yo, there needs to be, how I feel about it, like, it's totally unjust and what our people are going through, being oppressed for hundreds of years. And I think what right now, what our people are missing are, like, real leaders, real parties.
You know, it's funny that you said
like
that.
Parties,
you know,
like the Black Panther Party.
That, I was
parties
watching,
like Huey P. Newton
hold
within
on.
Our own community.
I was watching David Banner on Drink Champs. And he said, before Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, things were crawling, but we were getting somewhere. He was like, I would rather them not have done what they did, because once they did what they did and then they died, that movement stopped. Then we had to start all over.
Right.
Versus when we was moving in slow motion and getting shit done. But so that to speak to what he said, we don't have no leaders. But I don't know how I feel about leaders, because when the leaders die, because that's what happens, they die, or they put them in jail,
right.
or they put them out on drugs,
don't
whatever
say what
do
Martin Luther King would do today, because he didn't get a chance to make it.
Exactly.
But I think the real issue is this, though, too. You got two brothers like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, right?
Mm-hmm.
Together, they could have got the problem in the right direction. I believe that.
I do too.
Right?
You can't forget about J.P. Newton.
Right. But you know they were. Hold on.
It was just more radical.
Bro, hear me out, though. We know that. We know
without the... It was more of a warrior spirit.
Right, we know without the party. We know what the party meant to the people and what it started and what it was about and how it was infiltrated. But I'm saying Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, right? Two dudes that were in a great position to get things done, right? Without being a radical, still, you know, could get things done and heard. They have the people's attention.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
The problem is religion, right? And I'm going to show you why.
Why?
If me and you going up here
I agree.
To get something done, right?
I agree.
And I say, hey, listen, when I get up here, you say, well, if they hit me, I'm going to turn the other cheek. Because it says turn the other cheek. I said, no, it teaches me eye for eye, tooth for tooth. So if they hit me, I'm going in. Mm-hmm. How me and you gonna get anything soft and we ain't on the same page off the brick?
I've been saying that all month.
You see what I'm saying?
And that's why, like, people were mad at me.
I respect
me.
It.
People were mad
exactly
at me.
What you're saying.
Because everything else we got in common, except for the talent factor that's gonna make
and
the
then,
biggest
and then,
difference.
And then
the shit that's created to divide us all.
It's not even just that one thing. It'd be several instances of that same scenario
right.
where it'd be different shit. Like, oh, you use Ragu, nigga. I don't use Prego.
This is
nigga,
fact.
You like Parmesan cheese. I like Feta.
Opinion, you got to search the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is undeniable.
And
right?
Then,
it
again,
can't be,
a motherfucker would say, that's your truth.
No,
that's
but this
not
is the
my
thing.
Truth.
Hear me out. That's the truth is undeniable. It's a fact, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you only gonna get one answer.
Mm. That's like
there ain't no two answers
exactly.
to nothing.
Exactly.
You only gonna get one answer.
Exactly.
Four, right?
Exactly.
So I might say two and two to get four. You might say one and three. Still gonna be
same
four.
Shit. Exactly.
There is no my truth and your truth. There's no
it's
such
only
thing.
True. It's
no,
only
no.
truth.
But welcome to the millennium.
It's only the truth. So we either telling the same thing all the way through. Now, we might be missing things, but the facts are undeniable.
Welcome to the millennium. Welcome
yeah, but
the
if
millennium.
You deal with people like that, that's the problem. We're not dealing with the truth.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? Until you do, like when you was in school and they said, you were doing your work and your teacher said, hey, that answer's not right. Go back and see what you did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get the right answer because something you did and that shit was not true.
Yeah.
Everything has
no,
to be
I love that.
True to get the answer.
I love that.
Period.
That was
ain't
a
no,
bar
no,
for life.
There is no other
something
way around
you
it.
Did in that was not true.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a couple more minutes before he got to get out of here because he's a busy
you
man.
No, y'all got to get me back in here because I got so much. I'm vibing. You know, so much more. I want to
talk about. I call you Bridgeport Rick Ross. Does that offend you because he's a snitch?
Because he's a snitch.
Well, yeah, because he's a correctional officer, and the only
that
reason.
Mean,
no,
that
no
mean,
let me tell you. Let me tell you my ideology behind that, right?
If it ain't no paper,
no,
we got words.
Let me tell you my ideology.
When we use words, that's important.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you.
Power.
Let me tell you.
Right.
Let me tell you. Watch
we
this.
Words what we
watch this. Watch this.
And that's,
right.
And
watch
that's the
this.
Problem.
Rick Ross, right?
Uh-huh.
To everything you do, there's a code, right? There's an oath you take and you stand by that, right?
Absolutely.
So the oath of a correctional officer is you already know the vibes. We ain't even gonna go with that.
Right.
You know. Right?
Yeah.
So now, if you really were, quote unquote, in the jails and you was hustling and you was doing all of that, right?
Right.
Then when 50 caught himself exposing you, then why deny it? Why try to hide it? Why wait almost a year after Rick Ross, the real Rick Ross, sues you? And 50 telling everybody that this is what you was. And then you come up with this story. So I never believed it after watching his baby mom be like, oh, no.
And the story was what?
That, oh, no. I wasn't a correctional officer like that. Like, I abide by the rules.
Right.
I was trapping out the bando.
I mean, honestly, I fuck with Rick Ross heavy, right?
Me too. I love his music.
And I stand on principle heavy. Mm-hmm. And no matter, like, because the aura of you know, because hip-hop got different genres. It got mm-hmm. gangster, it got love, it got, you know
trap.
What I'm saying? Your trap, your comedy.
Yep.
So if you talking that gangster trap shit, then for me, that shit gotta be valid. You know what I'm trying to
yeah,
say?
Exactly
you can't be ratting, you can't be not living that shit. That's why you ain't gonna hear that in my rhymes. You're not gonna see cars that ain't mine around me. Like,
so
you see
those cars
in those videos,
I seen that video
those are my people's cars. Like,
so
those are my cousins.
When you
those
gonna come give us a ride, my nigga? You was like whipping in
no,
that
ain't my shit, but those are my people's cars. I can still go get the keys in any minute, but we working on something nice. We gonna get the camera inside the. Something real nice. We're going to start moving.
Yeah.
We're going to start chopping up, but I don't, you know, be authentic, be yourself, right? So that's not valid to me. That's not valid to me. You can't do that. Be yourself. So Ross, he should have just said, yo, yeah, I was going to go get a job as a motherfucking CEO, man. I used to hustle. It got to the point where I didn't want to go to jail, right? Mm-hmm. I got to a point in life where I didn't know rap was going to work, right?
As a nigga that's been locked up, though, I can honestly say, you be a CEO, CEOs that really get busy while they're
in there. They don't that real
like,
dude.
Who you think getting your tree in there?
Uncle Tom.
Who you think getting your cousin CD in
there? That's not...
Like, that's
what I know.
That's, I know
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what both y'all saying for what Doughboy said. I know. And that's why I'm saying like, if I was really doing that, I would just say that. I wouldn't go a year or something just denying that shit.
But when you're on a certain level, people are going to tell you, look, don't respond. Because you're going to make it bigger than what it is. Or,
but he responded and he's choosing to lie.
At that point, he had no choice.
He lying in his
response. Pictures is out. The facts are out now.
Yeah.
You ain't got pussy.
Because again, the facts are undeniable.
Respect.
Because the facts are undeniable, you can't shake the facts.
And that's why ever since then, my mind on some street shit been sullied to him. Because I feel like, not that a street nigga would never be a police officer.
I don't care how much you watch me out your window. Like, you got to kind of live that thing.
Also, you like think that. Because of his bars, he's authentic.
He's been around.
There's no way.
He's been around. He's been around. He's been around.
That ain't no. I don't care if you. It's a lot of people that just pick up a pen and start rapping.
I know what you're talking about. It's certain shit you can never talk about or express that type of emotion with your articulation and bars.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Where a nigga would feel exactly what you're talking
That's
about.
What I'm saying.
If you ain't been around it or you ain't been engulfed in that shit.
If you say my rhyme, if you go to another town or state, nobody heard of me and say my rhyme, they gonna be like, she nice as fuck, but none of that shit. That's cap.
Facts.
And that's only going to get you so far because people that indulge in that lifestyle, that's who you're going to track to your shows. That's who you're going to track around you.
Ooh.
That's who you're going to track.
Oh,
and guess what? Yo. At some point, they're going to see it because it's not authentic.
So basically what he's saying is just
and they're
like
boom, they're gonna try
one of the bars in one of my songs is...
Immediately, guess what? This shit is over. It's quiet for you.
One of the bars in one of my songs is niggas is hood adjacent. Like, and that's a thing. Like, hood adjacent to me means you might live in the hood.
Right.
You might walk by, know niggas.
Right.
Speak to niggas.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that you about that. That's why I tell niggas in a heartbeat. Like, when I was young and dumb
that's
with hip-hop, I tell
I
niggas...
respect that. That's
I tell
the
niggas,
key.
I tell niggas my story is this. Basically, my dad wasn't around, and I was less, like, in love with hip-hop. I fell in love with that shit, and I started rapping. And I grew up in the 90s to the point where I thought you really had to live the shit in your rhymes. So I did dumb shit that was outside of my character.
Right.
And then I realized, yo, I'm not really about that, but I'm smart enough, and I know niggas that are. They don't give a fuck. Like, I
that's how real the game was at that
But
time.
Niggas won't admit that, and I call that hood adjacent.
Right.
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
That's bullshit. I like that. I'm going to use that.
I call that hood adjacent, and you got to be able to admit that shit. Like, say that, yeah, I'm around. I'm loopy. But I'm not a with the shits,
listen,
but I could get you looped up.
I got a team of people I fuck with, like I said, growing up in the park, all that. And the majority of people I fuck with and had the most fun with, the genuine shit with, good times with, are not violent gangster people.
Exactly. Talk about it.
You know, I'm objective, I'm intelligent too, so it's like I want more at a certain point too. I should have started.
Exactly, that shit get old.
Yo, see, that's what.
You see what I'm saying?
See,
so it's like,
see, that's the evolution. Like that's the shit that hurt me. Like when I see niggas don't evolve in their mentality. Like,
yeah, but that's because he can't go with you, so he's mad. He can't relate.
But
so
my thing is, this shouldn't be half about us going
so
together.
It's just to bash you.
Everybody, let me.
You see what I'm trying to say?
Real
but that's some people's way of. Express, like, you get what I'm trying to say? They know no other way to do shit but
to do that. If you're listening and you're watching this podcast and you're a fan of him or you're looking at this podcast, you're like, yo, I love it.
Shit, bro.
I love
real
it.
Real shit. That's the
You could do it too.
That's
but
the
it's
key.
Called tapping in.
That's it.
You have to learn how to tap into your ability. If you do your reading and you do your research, you only use about 3 to 5% of your brain your whole life.
Right.
You have 100% of a brain.
Right.
But you have to learn how to educate yourself on how to tap into that. And it start by being alone.
Right.
It start by putting the bottle down a little bit.
Right.
It start by tapping into self. I don't care if you believe into spirituality where you got stones like I got stones.
Right.
Or if you pray to the Bible like I pray to the Bible.
Right.
Whatever you believe in, you got to learn how to believe in and to tap into that self to get to where you see him at. Because if you're looking at him like, yo, he a god or he this and that, you could be exactly like that if you learn how to tap in.
Right. True. You are God. That's why it says whatever you believe in, you made in the image. And the image is what? The reflection of you, right?
Exactly.
And just like you said, people, 4%. You know what I'm saying? White people say you only use 10% of your brain. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you can. You know, because you only use 10% of your
don't
brain.
Don't put your limitations on me.
And that's
don't put
problem.
Your limitations on me.
We're living our whole aura like them. Don't
real
be in
shit.
The sun. It's bad for you. No, it's bad for you.
It's bad for them.
The thing that gives the most life hurts you.
Nah, I got to do what
see what I'm trying to say?
I got to do what feels
that's
right
a problem.
To me.
Heard you.
What feels
heard
right
you.
To me is what
I heard
do.
You. Like, see, because
the truth is the truth.
See,
like
I'm
she said,
nigga,
no
so
matter what
exactly
you into,
type of shit because
my father
about.
Was a preacher, right? So no matter what you into, religious-wise, if it makes you live the best life for you,
that's
live that
matters.
Shit. I'm not judgmental,
because,
right?
Exactly.
But don't judge me because I'm not doing what you do.
Exactly.
Look. When me and you around each other, as long as that shit works for us, and it ain't crashing, I don't give a fuck what you do behind
exactly.
closed doors.
Facts.
Because whatever exactly. come out behind your closed doors is you.
That's you.
My experience with you ain't going to be everybody else's.
Exactly. Facts. And when I'm trying to put you on to some of the things that I believe or that I understand, it's just because I feel like that gym is for you. You might not have to understand or believe what I believe. Just understand that, yo, I picked up this game along my way.
Right.
And a real nigga always mention a friend name in a space full of opportunities. So if I know this gem and it's going to hurt you,
like
it's
right.
going to help you,
yeah.
I'm going to serve you up.
Right.
Don't come at me like, oh, you talking that Jesus. No, understand what I'm telling you, my
right.
nigga.
Right.
I'm giving you work.
Right.
Take
right.
that. But you so dumb.
You got to get what you, that's why they, you know, when they said read the book, what you get from it.
Mm-hmm.
When a psychiatrist put the paint up and it looked great, he said,
yeah.
what do you see?
What do you see?
Facts. We all download it. We individual.
What do you see on his shirt? When you look at
right.
his shirt, what do you
so,
see?
So, I'm mad at you because you ain't doing what, how I want you to do.
Exactly.
You mad at me? Listen, we agree to disagree. Respect is
got to.
Not
you got
always
to.
The biggest shit. And truth, right?
Because
everything that got fucked up in my life, whatever, all the, you know, I've been through some shit. I had to shit in myself and say, listen, because I was a tired old, because of you, this happened. Listen, that shit is a treadmill you're chasing your tail, right?
Woo.
You're band-aiding your shit, and the problem's going to come back in the worst of situations. Like, the traits are there, the people you're around, they showing you the shit.
Yeah.
And you mad at a snake because it bit you for being a snake.
Talk about it.
Which the snake been
two
around.
Questions.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Two questions.
Only
I
the
do.
Shit move forward.
Two questions.
And you'll be better.
We're going to get to the freestyle, so before we do question number one, do you actually off the top, or do you mix and mash a little bit off the top, something that you remember in the safe?
Like, you know, the early culture, we all freestyle at a certain point because that was the narrative.
So
to make
Skeezy,
you seem like you are
Skeezy was up here. What did Skeezy say? He said, if anybody tells me that they freestyle and they lying, it's so dope in the moment.
No, what he's saying,
now,
you know what I'm
what
saying? Like,
said.
What
we talking about on
at one
mega
point, like the era
shit.
Of the culture, even in the street, it was like, okay, because anybody can rhyme. It's
okay.
Cat, hat, not, like, for real, anybody can put words together.
Not
and
cat,
rhyme.
Hat.
It's real shit.
No, for real. Anybody
real
can
shit.
Do because they
real
all
shit.
Rhyme. No matter how I put it out there, they rhyme. So anybody can rhyme. You get what I'm trying to say? So it's like you say, swag is in you, it's not on you. The drip is in you, it's not on you.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So the way we deliver it, put it together as individuals who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What
so
you've been around and molded
beat,
from.
When we drop the beat, you
but
know
to answer your
top?
Question, off the top, you can do that. But in this, to this day and age, what a freestyle is considered.
It's
just
something that you ain't put out on record.
That's it. You know,
see,
that's the way the game changed. But the real game. Meaning of it is you're doing it on the spot and just creating. That's
exactly.
the real meaning of it.
Also, as a nigga that like to spit and rap, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's talk about it.
It's when you with your niggas and you getting sauce and shit like that and
right.
niggas start spitting, that's when you coming off the top.
And practice, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's when you spar.
Yeah.
Like, you spar without actually
so
sparring.
So,
right.
if
I understand
you saying? Correctly, you saying you got to separate the entities. Like, if you want a podcast or if you want a radio, you
if
you
doing some shit
best.
that's to make you stand out and make people remember you,
yeah.
why would you want to be unprepared?
Right.
That's facts.
You understand what I'm saying? Like you
would
never want that situation.
And that's what
Skeezy was saying.
Yeah, that's what Skeezy
was saying. But I guarantee you that Skeezy done been in the cypher with niggas when niggas was just chilling with a lot of
cars. I want to understand what
he was basically saying. That when people go on the radio and stuff and they claim it's a freestyle, but it be that's not. They might throw in a little bit that's like off the top to make it seem like a freestyle, but they wrote it.
Right.
And if they say that they did,
depending on how clever it is, how deliberate it is, how fine tuned it is, you will know because it's like it's
that's
not gonna continuously
that's
be
my
that.
Thing.
Unless
that's
you're just because the thing is this too. What really put the into the freestyle shit, and I don't care what nobody say, was as you coming up, people would freestyle, but they would never write and do their craft and So now they got a legend or a myth or aura of being like, yo, his freestyle is so crazy that he felt so confident, right?
Yep.
That when he put him in front of whoever, that was gonna work because it worked previous times.
But
and then the guy that don't freestyle got loaded shit. He embarrassed you at a certain point. Where you wasn't prepared to even be in a battle or whatever, and I was like, yo, but I was freestyling, that's right. It don't matter. You shouldn't have came like that against,
It
made you go back to the lab, so I can't play like that.
Exactly. I see that. You just said
and even in the rap game where you only write 16s, but you a battle with New York nigga that did 40 and 50 because they was trained like that. It looked like he would win the battle because he's throwing an extra 30, 40 bars.
He got more to say. He got more to say.
So you got to stay with the culture depending on what you're doing. You feel what I'm saying?
Now,
and say, you know, I don't do that. I make songs. Or
now I'm going to play a couple of beats for you to figure out where you're going to get your swag on whenever you start rapping. You just start rapping, and I like to play with y'all. And I throw on different beats while y'all rapping to see if y'all can catch up.
I mean, you want me to rap long? Or
you going to rap until you feel like it because I understand that we on a time limit, so I want to make sure that I do get my freestyle, and then we can chop it up until you got to leave after that. So I'm going to juggle some beats to play with you a little bit so you can hop on.
So you want me to just go in whenever?
Yeah, you go whenever a beat come on that you fucking with.
Boy, I get to hear
just start because I'm gonna just start playing beats. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then if something stands out to you,
just go in.
Just go ahead and get it. So before I start actually doing that, I want to make sure that you get to plug your music because I had a hard time because I seen on the video you had a mixtape. I wanted to get it. I couldn't find it.
Okay. Yeah. So listen, everybody, y'all know, like I said earlier, everything's authentic with me. Like I'm cut and dry, black and white. I was learning this social media shit myself. That's why when I first dropped Back Up, and then it was like I had nothing to follow. I'm like, oh, it don't work like that. You gotta have content.
That's me. I sell content distribution.
You see what I'm saying? Because people will see that shit, they'll get bored off it fast.
Mm-hmm.
And authentic. You know me as authentic.
Exactly.
You know me as authentic. That's my rap name. My state, no name, everything. Ru is my street name.
Oh, see, I just learned something.
Right, so I'm going to fix all that around. But you're going to start seeing it. Once you see me, you're going to know what it is. Authentic. You know, everybody got different handles. You know how Puff and Diddy and whatever. Yeah, it's authentic. John Bugatti, man. When you see that, you know the vibes. It's about to get crazy. I'm telling you. So
what's your Instagram?
You know, Ru Bugatti at Instagram, authentic Ru Bugatti at Instagram.
You
know
and do you accept friend requests from fans or just people that you fuck with?
Man, listen.
On Facebook, I mean.
My Instagram shit is, you go to my Instagram, that's going to be straight music. Like, every video I drop, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the videos you see now on YouTube, those are just freestyles I'm just throwing out. None of that's all.
And they all fire.
Right.
All of them.
And I had a mixtape already ready, and I felt like, yo, why should I put it out? What makes the one to go get my shit? They ain't heard me in a long time.
And
so when I'm giving you these shits to earn your respect, so by the time I put out enough of them, when I put out my shit, usually there's no reason why. You heard the first three or four I got, right?
Yeah.
So six more, it's like, there's no reason why I'm not going to get that.
Yeah.
But before all that, and I'd have put it out, I wouldn't have been sitting here writing with you right now.
And I can help you with your social media. That's what I do. That's my thing. Now, before my last final thing, before we start playing these beats, I gotta ask you. I gotta know. Are you single? What can you tell the ladies out here? The ladies that's watching this, they like, ooh, I'm feeling them.
Ladies. You know, my life is private, man. You know what I mean?
it wrong, ladies.
Yeah. Everything Lit Up the Podcast. Oh, it was that. A motherfucking pleasure. I started out chasing a dream. So where I got stuck in a nightmare. Big Mac, kilo worth of crack, I was out there. Yeah, creepy commissioner. East side rider, screw a muffler on the mat, make it sound like a tight rider. I was cooking hard. Put fire on strips at a plug. 20 a brick from my Dominican chick. Come through my hood front and hard, you got clipped. And fire heat through the driver's seat. Now you left, ghost riding that whip. Shit, haters can say what they want. Men lie, women lie, but your paper won't don't. Neither do numbers, burnt the hood down. Some of the summer, I fed the thugs. Fed snatched me out of my bed. That was the drugs, they had me handcuffed. In front of a judge, he read my rights to the life. But nigga ain't budge, I guess I'll do prison. Before I ever come a school pigeon. Now that's the flip side of moving right and tool gripping. Look, got my first whip. Okay, yeah, jumping right into it, let's get to it. Hey yo, got my first whip on the strength of my pitch game. Got my first chain off the strength of my fit game. Shot my first lane on the strength I had good aim. And had the hood locked on the strength I had good cane. Yeah, without a record deal, Benz with wood grain. Hitting them through the hood like, what's good, man? I still had broke niggas still bitching. Young boy still pitching. Fat nigga over the stove like it's a Stills kitchen. Burn a spit of a pop until ain't no lead left. That'll leave you on permanent bed rest. Mean right hook with the dead left. Gotta lift your neck up like a headrest. You're all on the internet feeling outspoken. Till you left out in the streets with your top spoken. My nigga's not joking. I up a Uzi in your face and spit everywhere like it's eating with its mouth open. Fuck with me, man. I'm the vibe. You are.
Oh my God.
You got
God. Oh my God. My God.
Jesus.
My God. Jesus.
I love it.
Oh my God.
That's that shit, yo. That's that shit that make you go home and write something, bro. Miss me with the rumors, motherfucker. You don't know me. Raw run through my veins and I could easily OD. The game got lame ones. Old niggas too young on their name. The young niggas started thinking they OGs. Look, I'm built for war because I know the art. But you can't beef and eat. I'd rather compose a key. Mozart. For this beast, they don't want no parts. Because the chopper I shoot can turn that coupe to a go-kart. Take them on everybody to see your heart. Till it's pain close range till it's frame. Now you can see his heart. Keep your mouth shut, fall back, just play your part. If I want to hear an asshole talk, my bitch pussy a fart. For the dope boy, get a stash. Cause I literally turn a dope boy for this cash. I mean, click glass and kick a nigga in his ass like a Doja. I turn your punk ass over. I'm the shit, baby, minus the pedia like. Niggas connects looking like they ain't feeding them right. So when your bitch call me up in the heat of the night, I'm in the crib crushing your earth like a meteorite. Right? Is that the type of shit I'm into? Thinking through the streets, I'll leave a pothole in. Hard with the bars, every word might offend you in the moment. Eating everything that's on the menu, nigga. Little niggas looking like my next snack. Go ahead, GPS your life to a death act. I don't do battles, I turn them to a death match. I eat niggas, digest them, and shit them out on the next track. That's what I'm best at. Yo, shout out to Everything Podcast.
Oh my God.
The vibe,
yo,
man. It's your pleasure.
Nigga. Yo, real shit.
Alive.
That was my nigga. It's been a while since a nigga wowed me. Real shit.
Yo, I salute y'all.
Real shit.
Tap in with me, man.
Yo,
I got more coming.
Trying to tell you.
Pulling live from the hood with a good die young. Grinding niggas die from old age in a cold cage. Baddest bitches go both ways and the young goons is only in tune with true words. Crime pays. Shooters move when I say so. Every day's a constant grind. Cooking that yayo. Let a pussy nigga try to play with my pesos. I had that stick open up the shit like a baked potato. They know my name, bang heavy, yeah. Switch cars every year. Any spot flooded with work, my name heavy there.
I
let
special,
the metal
y'all.
Flip.
It's
and that'll lift
special,
up this
y'all.
Skirt. Huh? It's good toy. Everything podcast, I'm gonna end it with this one. Y'all gotta fuck with me, man. Check in. Look. Boss eating team starving, he ain't breaking no bread. He got work in every hood, he want the steak to the head. Swimming around the table, but he want the plate to the head. His only concern, not becoming a plate for the feds. Found him in the project, projectile spinning right by his head. Not eating food, but two with a plate in his head. Family in the room, ICU, praying right by the back. Rule number one, fuck it, don't fuck with the bread. Never said, look, cook it back and push it all the night. That's how we off white. If I don't off it all the night, that was an off night.
Damn.
I sun tan 100 grand to this off white. Till your bitch follow the drip for the nigga rocking the off white. Yeah.
No.
My future bright, so don't provoke the past. My advice, walk light. Talk a bare feet over broken glass. The truth, so don't dare me, hear me? Or we could meet up on the back road and crash. See who becomes the dairy. Clean this shit scary. Real niggas been fed bound. Gotta restore the feeling around here. Bring the respect now. Y'all promoting running off on the plug. Beating connects now. So you can get low and try to blow in the next town. Nigga, you a square for running off with a square.
You heard? Y'all gone.
Oh my God.
Y'all appreciate
y'all.
Oh
my God.
Yo, real shit. That was
God
a pleasure right
there.
Hey, yo, I got something I wanted to play for y'all, too.
Yo, you can do that.
Yeah.
What's up? Let's get that.
The adapter joint.
What, you got
an
iPhone?
Yeah. And real shit, I got some merch coming for y'all. I'm going to rock y'all merch. Like, I'm a real nigga, like, so
I
appreciate y'all sending me out.
I'll send you a sample.
Yo, real shit,
I'm
going to
give y'all all
shit
my shit early. Reality Rap 1, 2, check me out.
Gotcha.
I
want to
play this joint for you. I just did a Big Mike put something out. Who's up next? Jada hosted it. I got a joint up there.
And, oh, yeah?
Yeah, Jada jumped in my inbox on the gram. Yesterday, I got my man working, and he like, yo, Jada jumped in your shit. Like, you know what I mean? So,
yo,
niggas fuck with me.
So,
I
you trying to get Jada drunk? Do you want to say anything in Jada's defense?
I mean,
man, Jada
fuck
with
me.
A good
they
vibe,
know what's
man
out here with us. Like, we... He know what's up. You heard? Shout to Y.O.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yo, shout to Y.O.
You
over
he put out merch. You know, you heard he put out merch. Like, yeah, so it's a thing now. So me saying Jada drunk is actually helping him now because he fucking trademarked that shit. That's a thing now.
It's dope.
And it's actually
that was
funny.
Smart.
Was it you that posted it when you said when I go to the club in Bridgeport with my gun and they had Jada like...
Oh, nah, a lot of niggas got... Wild niggas got wild when niggas are some stories like I don't wanna put it on camera and scroll nobody. Not like I'm scared. It just wasn't my business.
Bro, yo, whenever
know
you,
the vibes
oh, so you said I need an adapter to plug it in?
Yeah, so you could hear it.
What's the name of the song? Is it on YouTube
Amazon? It was in my man's computer.
Did he email it to you?
Nah, he sent it to my message. I can send it to your phone.
I don't have an iPhone.
But
you can't
email
it? Does it email it to you?
I don't got the, let me see something.
Because if you can email it to me,
well, I can send it, see if it comes through your phone real quick. Let me send it, let me watch it.
Gotcha.
I want you to hit record this. You know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
Or even if y'all got to come out to the car real quick and hit it.
That's
what I'm trying to hit.
Crazy though.
No matter what, we're going to get to it. You got to get off of those iPhones. I know everybody uses them. I hate them things.
Wow, what's up with them?
Nah, they're just limited.
They got limitations.
Oh, yeah, limitations.
Like,
they
only, you know, it got to be Apple everything or iTunes everything.
Yeah, facts.
You know
and
what
I
saying?
Pretty much run my whole brand from my phone because of its abilities versus the abilities I could have.
What's your handle again?
On 203.
No, your name?
On what?
No, what you go by?
DJ Exclusive.
So when I see you in the street, you want me to say DJ Absolute?
Mo.
That's
fine.
Okay. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I was wondering if you were sending me something on social media. That's what
no, I'm going to do that. If I got something, you like, let me get that. Then I have my man, like, you'll get that to her ASAP. Because, like I said, I'm still learning it. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So,
see, this is why I do what I do. See, when you social media, they need people like me that be on that shit all day.
Listen.
That can, like,
they give me a bag. I'm going to ask y'all, listen, I got some bread. Come fuck with me. They be like, man, I'm fucking with homie. We getting money over here. We build it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm trying to boss up. Like, I ain't trying to round table with bosses.
That's exactly why
so
I do
just
what
concentrate
I do
on music and all day, somebody got my back and we all learn.
You definitely got it, though.
Yeah, you
definitely
got
it.
And if at the bare minimum, you could be a ghostwriter, and that's still
yo, you ain't seen
the
picture
of
me and Beanie Sigel on the fence?
I think I seen a picture in the video, but one of the pictures in the video, Beanie's wasn't in them.
Nah,
but
I
did see
a regular flick like on my Facebook and shit. That was my man, we should spin the yard, everything.
I'm sure that nigga had a lot to say about some shit.
Yo, he said, no cap, he was like, yo, you remind me of me when I was with Jay when I was 27 on the Hard Knock Life tour. You like that.
Yeah, yeah, shit
that happened. You know what's wild? Like, if you really, like, read up, like, it's really newspaper clippings about Beans out there.
Yeah.
Like, no, real, like, real, he's a real, he's a real,
he fucked up, nigga, he's like, another one that fucked up the bag.
Yeah, like, he definitely did. Bro. He definitely fucked
up. Yeah, you was mad point. That Jay didn't
I was
want
mad
to, like,
Jay didn't fuck with him, but at the same time,
like,
I still
you
know
heard about that,
up
right? Jay-Z, like, the judge asked Jay to sign for Beans.
Let him out, yeah.
Yeah, and
he was
Jay
like,
said
you
no. Respond?
He like, telling the truth. Like, I'm not going to say I can't
he didn't like that,
be
though.
Responsible. But it's like, you're lying.
Nah,
you're
I know.
Putting this person
I know,
on the spot.
I didn't
no,
like
you
it
can't
for the
control.
Simple fact that you don't call niggas family and then do some shit like that.
Yeah, you don't do it like
that,
though. The way he did it was like, because it was spontaneous, he probably didn't even think that was going to happen that day. Like, if I let him out today on you, you're like, oh, I'm here for support. Now you're saying it on me? Because of my celebrity? Like, ooh. Knowing that he's crazy as fuck?
Why didn't he just ask anybody else? It could have been any other.
They ain't got him. I mean.
Did you send it? I'm still
I'm doing it right now, my bad.
No problem. I know how it
I
be like.
See for sure.
Yo, y'all don't know he over here designered out. He off camera right now. He designered out. Sneakers is the flyest.
Yeah, them shits is fire.
Sneakers is the flyest.
Yo, shit. Pumas, man.
Where? Shit? Those Pumas?
Pumas.
Get the fuck.
What? Where the fucking thing at?
You know what I mean? It's just the way you know what I mean?
Nah, I don't see that. I didn't see the cheetah.
What you got, a custom or something?
Nah, that's just the way they
that's
doing it.
That's just the way. That's what it is when you saw. I told
you, man. Pumas like that, man.
I told you.
Nah, yo, listen. All this shit is under 100.
Real
but
shit.
It's, yo, every time I go in the store, real shit, let me get that from same spot you went into, man. Ever. Like, we all signed from the same spot that we go OT and shit. We all picking from the same litter.
Real
that's
shit.
Why you can't find your shot. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Shit. See if it can't be before you can't do
so we be laughing at him. We be laughing at this man because he be rapping forever. And when I got this shit, it said 7 minutes and 17 seconds.
What I did? Oh yeah, nah, don't. I was talking crazy at the end, but.
Yeah. I like how you incorporate the auto-tune just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, my man was doing that and shit.
Exactly.
Man, I was fucking. He was just fucking with it. But I like the way it started sounding.
Because it's more now at the end of the day.
Okay. Nothing leak. Your boy Rube Bugatti.
Niggas will not disrespect me. This time to check me. Sit around tables, plot to wet me. Niggas come, you better come correctly. Do you understand me? Yo, cousin, my young boys will shoot you.
Yabby Rap 3 is coming this summer. August. All platforms. Fuck with me. Tab because you ain't
yeah.
Oh my god.
It was killing that.
So I want to ride out with you real quick. Not the whole 7 minutes, probably three.
It's alright. I don't mind running it back, but now that I know that I got to tap it, I'm good. I'm going to sit here like this the whole time.
That shit dope. I like the vibe of this shit.
Like, nobody heard of this shit.
So you like the soulful shit then?
Yeah, because you know, clearly, my album is Big Homie shit. It ain't super dumb. Tell them.
I'm gonna get my pizza up ASAP.
You want like the punchlines, the witty, and I'm giving you substance.
That's the king is the substance.
Because we owe the two.
That's
you know
the king. That's the king. Substance for me.
Absolutely.
I gotta get my pizza up.
It's the soulful shit that King is going like.
Whoa. That's why I fuck with Raw so much and so methodical. It's grown man music.
Yo, you know what's so wild? You know why it's really fucking with me? Like I fuck with it? Because I did some shit like this when I was up the way.
Oh, what?
Real shit, like I was, like, on this type of that vibe. Like,
I've been through it. Hospital bed. Fed fluid. 45, then it blew up my butt. Turned blue and stand. I right back on my feet. They couldn't do me in. They got connected with Connect. He was proving it. Put me on the game. He put me in a different lane. Now when I switch lanes, my whip game was a few weeks to a fit. Then I'm so content. Then so twin. I am never gonna lose again. But the reality is, you ain't gonna lose it all. You ain't gonna win. Be thankful for your wins. Learn from your losses. Gotta be a hell of a soldier to even know what a force is. Then it's 10 toes down, holding it down at all costs. And I get it.
Exclusive though? For real? I appreciate it.
Let alone what? It's inevitable once it turns federal. It'll all come. And your honor too, just make sure you stay honorable. Fed the rapper snitch, rip that bitch like pliers. 851 of my hands up all his priors. Turn them to a Judas, then use them to crucify him. Play the one who taught this bitch, should be the one to fry him. Damn, you even brought him home to eat. Yup, even left a hole in me. Told niggas before you were on, you better put a hole in me. You even let him hold the keys. When you was holding the keys, now he the number one witness in your case. And he holds the key. Not fist, then it balls by your angles.
So you don't
want to
ever put a hook on your joints. You just
going to
rap.
I'm trying to call it a little four. It's a hook at the end, too. But I wasn't done with it yet, though. You know what I mean? I'm probably have to chop it up.
You got your little point, though. This is like three songs.
And on the top 10, the top 10 with a white ready to snipe.
It really was like the intro.
You know what's crazy? Because I love that shit. Real shit, yo. It's wild, like, I love when niggas can keep going,
right,
and it don't lose me.
Right.
You feel me? Like that's hard to do. Niggas don't understand how hard that is to do.
Yeah,
you don't stop listening.
My bags don't get big. Go walk a mile in my shoes, you get cracked.
Now watch how I play with the hook right here. Watch how I play with the hook right here. It's coming right now. Watch this.
I did read on your page that you sing. Somebody posted that in the comments.
My man was like, yo, he rap, he sing, he do it all.
Yeah, so you sing, you Drake?
I'm Drake.
I'm Nate Dogg. Let's go with Nate Dogg.
You know, I love music.
That's what I'm
saying. I'm talented, so
I respect it.
I want to know how to play all this.
Put your phone in your pocket, OG.
Oh, wow.
See?
Nah, it's falling.
Yo, see? That's, yeah, see? Yo, we had the fucking ghost in the building. That's what I'm going to call him. The ghost,
yo, salute y'all. Definitely appreciate you coming through back with the merch.
That's what's up.
Stay healthy.
Just hit me. You got the line.
Yeah, go ahead.
Whatever. You crazy, yeah.
Yo, love, y'all. Be good.
Said, ready.
And let me know if the garage is open when you open the door so you can get out.
All right. So it's supposed to be open already, right?
Yeah, just open the door. If it's not open, let me know.
This is good air right here. Now it's closed. Now I'm popping.
Yep. Wow. Yo, close the door. We're going to get into our leaks and then we're done.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So I guess that was his leak.
Yeah. Yo, before we get into our leaks, how'd you feel about today's episode?
Nah, I thought that was dope. I thought the energy was live.
What happened, my G? Huh? Thanks for coming, Hank. You know how my family do. Well, how'd you feel about today's interview?
Nah, I thought it was dope. I thought it was a real good pod. Like he definitely wowed me. Like I definitely felt the vibe. Like
definitely, like
he was definitely authentic. He was definitely authentic, and he definitely was dope. Like, you know what I'm saying, like as far as rapping wise, the nigga was definitely dope.
So as like, far as so far the freestyles that we had, that's probably my favorite so far.
Like so far, you know, nothing against.
either or.
Nothing against Skeezy and LBJ because y'all both did y'all motherfucking thing. But that was like, that's more my speed.
And the
that's
way that he put it together, kind of like songs, kind of like, okay, this is what we doing. All right, boom.
Yeah, he did his thing on that shit. Like in the beat you picked, like it went perfect. Real shit, it went perfect. That shit was dope. That shit was real dope.
So what's your leak, dude?
Styles P, shoot him in the head.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Styles P always been my guy. Been feeling him. Fake love takes love. Fake love ain't love. You know what I'm saying? Stay in your lane to get ran over. No, value what you have. Don't take life for granted. This is a cold world. Don't wait. Time to vanish. You already know.
Yo, he said Styles P shoot him in the head.
Styles P shoot him in the head. Shoot him in the face of the chest. Then shoot him in the waist of the neck. Then shoot him in the gut of the mouth. Then shoot him in the back and don't stop till the blood running out. Huh?
These niggas, if you ask me who, I answer back anybody you can think of. I'm SP, bitch. I'm the boss of the balls. I talk arrogant to me and God link up. And these is more than words. If you feel like the song is to you, then it probably is. If I can't get along with you, then I'm gonna hit you all in your face and your body, kid. H-O-L-I-D-A. Why style, did something by trial. I'm the nigga that ate. And when it's time to murder some bitch, what? I'm on time in my job and I ain't never been late.
Somebody head.
I'm all up in the safe, taking
somebody friend.
Shoot him in the head.
Shoot him in the face of the chest. Then shoot him in the waist of the neck. Then shoot him in the gut of the mouth. Then shoot him in the back and don't stop till the blood running out.
He led. Shoot him in the head.
Shoot him in the face of the chest. Then shoot him in the waist of the neck. Then shoot him in the gut of the mouth. Then shoot him in the back and don't stop till the blood running out.
Yes, I got to burn down bridges and break down rocks. And come through and let the straight down pop. You're thrown down. And I don't care if you're from hometown. I put a slug in your dome plan. Cause most of these rappers are tall. I'm the nigga in the back of the court. With 5 bells and a half of a court. 7 o'clock, I'm stone cold drunk. For the sun and a 2-year-old punk. Bulging out my pants leg. I pull it out and make your man beg. And shoot him anyway. Yeah, niggas are penny weight. Niggas like me just do what the semi say anyway. We can do it anywhere, any day. I'm the hero, bitch. I ain't the nigga that you try to play hero with. End up dead. Your t-shirt look white, it's gonna end up red. And my dogs look hungry, they gon'
end up dead.
Shoot him in the waist of the neck.
My leak is gonna be off that new West Side Gun. Y'all know Griselda, West Side Gun. He dropped his joint this week. It's called Fly God is Awesome. Fly God's awesome. My favorite joint on this joint actually is a joint called Lil C's. He got this chick on there called Armani Caesar. She is fucking killing it. So let's go. And my favorite bar on this album, he said, ooh, she cooked the brick naked. Hey.
On some Wu-Tang shit? Cause that definitely sounds like some Wu-Tang shit.
Hey, yo, Cole Day, it's on the only bar that got. Black in the dentine, Zay Paul on my stock. I had no fear, I'm the illest nigga ever walking. At this plant flea market. He tried to walk me, chop his feet off. He left his brain tangled for a piece off. Yo, Washington Tuck gave me swim lessons. Rubbed the Pyrex, took my second wish. I pissed 7 trips at it. Why Project Trench with the twin letters? Take up the baby. I got the bomb stains, squash to the new veins on. I put money on your head, but I'm hands on. My shoes popping willies as the green fans on. Hand to hand to the grams going on. The homies say I'm crazy. My Spanish bitch call me loco. Coco Chanel with the fofo. The hot tops with the motos. Weather shot a whole lot of solo. President the robo. Bad shells cracking ribs like gold.
It's the A-R, M-A-N-I.
She gon' kill this shit, yo.
The flow is free, yo. So dope, cause tell it by the kilo. Tell them I want to smoke like I'm running hot. Couldn't wait to see how I was coming like a money shot. Bitches starstruck, these niggas, they all us. I come through, fuck up, they swagger, they all stuck. They give me props cause I'm pretty and bossed up. Run the city like I'm Diddy. The hustle was all puff. On they neck, niggas, I'm a mess. Really, I'm a vet. Cut a check. Wanna talk a text? Gonna be cash a check. Strip rap, moving no dough. Oh, she trapped. Cooking up, sending brick money through the cash. Bag in my bag, bag. Bag, stack full of doves, little boy. That's what I laugh at. Major cheese, major V's. With the holes in line, call me major C's. I be getting this money, talking major cheese. On the house tight, looking right, no agencies. I be full of niggas, one day for me. But it's money over niggas, I take pay to please. Shit, one of the very ones that ain't want me to win. It's like I never got the joke, I'm always last laugh. I'm money here to stay, you bitch is fast fashion.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
Yeah, that shit was alright. I like that shit.
I fuck with the whole project. So we about to get up out of here. Episode 45, it was a pleasure. Remember, go follow Rube Bugatti. That man's the truth, authentic,
definitely
just like his rap name.
That shit was dope. Shout like, out. He was spitting and I got a little bit of goosebumps out here, like... Real shit. That shit was fire.
And yo, to the kids that fucking set Bridgeport on fire last night, I was very upset because my phone was only on 30%. Thank God for my portable chargers and my laptops and shit. Because I was like, yo, what the fuck? And then this nigga Doughboy didn't lose his power. That's fucking crazy. Well, we about to...
Man. Why would that make you upset that I didn't lose my power?
Because I want you to feel my pain.
Yeah, why would you want me to feel your pain? I had a house full of kids.
I didn't know all of your kids was there yesterday. So.
Well, I didn't have all my kids. I didn't have two of them.
I didn't know that you had kids. I'd be thinking...
I had two of my kids and, you know...
Well, we about to finish these bottles and smoke this blunt. We up out of here. It was a pleasure. I love y'all. Keep on tuning in. Holler at your boy.